The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time here where we are. And, of course, as promised, Dr. Rainer Zeitelman is with us. He is a German historian and author. He has a new book out, Unbreakable Spirit, Rising Above All Odds. It's available here at the Power Mall. So if you're interested in purchasing a copy of that, you go to our guest author's website and find the book and click on it and purchase it so that we make a little something-something off that effort. But being a German historian, sociologist, and multiple best-selling author, Dr. Zeitelman, once again, this is not our first rodeo together. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back. Yes, and I think this new book, thank you that you mentioned it, Unbreakable Spirit, is a book against the victim mentality. You know, all these woke people today, everyone want to be a victim. I'm a victim of capitalism. I'm a victim of sexism. I'm a victim of racism and whatever. And this is a book to give people hope against the victim mentality. It's a book about successful disabled people. I will give you one example. Maybe you can guess his name. There's a man born 1930 in the United States, Black, what was, of course, a much bigger problem in 1930 than it is today. He was born in one of the poorest neighborhoods of his hometown. He never met his father. His mother died when she was 31 years old. His brother died in front of his eyes when he was 6 years old. He became blind when he was 7 years old. Do you know his name?
I sure do.
It's
Ray Charles. And the guy also has a potty mouth, too.
Yes, it's Ray Charles, and you know, and what I read his autobiography, the biography, and you know, he was so successful. According to the official list, he's the most successful male singer in history, even better than John Lennon, Bob Dylan, or whoever. And in spite of being blind, but what impressed me with his biography, he had also problems for a couple of years. He was addicted to heroin, to drugs. And then the police asked him for the name of his drug dealers. But he said, no, I will not give you the name. And I'll tell you something, that I took this heroin. It was not because I was black. It was not because I was blind. It was not because I was poor. It was my own decision. This is American spirit, as I see it, you know, taking responsibility for your own life and not blaming other people, and this is the philosophy of successful people. Or another example, here you see in his book, on the book cover, this man is also an American, Eric Weinmeier. I spoke with him. He's the first blind man to climb the Mount Everest, blind, and 20 years ago. But this wasn't enough for him. After this, he climbed the seven summits. These are the seven highest mountains on seven continents. And he has the same attitude. And I think this is a book to motivate people and say, forget all this blame game, forget all this victim mentality. If these people can be successful, and in this book there are people with no arms or one with no arms and no legs, deaf, blind, whatever, if they can be so crazy successful, what is your excuse? I'm black, I'm a woman, I'm gay, I'm discriminated. No, forget this shit. It's on you.
Yeah, scheiße, that we can get away with saying that. We can get away with saying that. See, I did learn that in German. I did learn that. All right, so people are going, did he just say what I think he said? It's scheiße. You want your German lesson for today? Now you know what that means. Yeah, she even said that in, what was it, Born Identity, too. Remember that? Franca Potente said that. Forget it. We're not going to go there. Here's her situation. Lenin has been dead for 100 years, but the left is still trying to reinstate his murderous agenda, and the only way they can do it is by countering everything you're just talking about in this book, by making everybody believe that they're a victim and when they get to that point, they retaliate because they're a victim.
Yes, this is the one thing. The other thing is, people don't know anything about history. This is the reason why I'm writing my books. I was surprised. I saw a poll in the United States that 26% of young people in the United States believe that George W. Bush killed more people than Stalin. More people than Stalin, George W. Bush. Isn't it crazy? Stalin killed 20 million. He's one of the biggest mass murders in history. And it's unbelievable. Or another example. I have lectures about this topic all over the world. In the last 20 months, I've been in 30 countries, Asia, Latin America, United States, and Europe. And I have one single question that I ask in every lecture. Have you heard about the biggest socialist experiment in history? This was Mao Zedong's so-called Great Leap Forward from 1958 to 1962. 45 million people died. And wherever I speak, sometimes there's no one, sometimes there's a few people, but people haven't heard about it all over the world. And I think this is crazy. It would be the same as if I ask someone, have you heard about Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews? Of course, and good so. Everyone heard about this in the world. I found no one who hadn't heard about it. But about the crimes of communism with, in a total, more than 100 million people killed. People haven't heard at school about it, haven't heard at university about it. And so it's good to remember, as you know, a few days ago, there was Lenin's 100th anniversary of death. And there are even people today who praise Lenin, for example. I don't know whether you heard his name, Žižek. He's a very popular philosopher from Slovenia, you know, the same country where Donald Trump's wife comes from. But of course, she's much more pretty than Žižek, if you see him on a picture. I saw a picture of him, and he has a picture in the, I think it was the New York Times, with a poster of Stalin above his bed. Isn't it crazy? And he made the introduction to the book fair in Frankfurt in Germany, what I think is the biggest book fair in the world. They selected him to make the book fair, and he wrote a book 2 years ago where he praised Lenin, he praised Mao Zedong. So it's not like an outsider where no one takes serious. No, he's a part of the left-wing mainstream. And this, so I think we have a lot to do to tell people more about history, what happened.
Well, see, and the thing is because of history, and this is what the left is trying to do, is destroy history and take down the statutes. And this is why we have so many people, as you said earlier, Dr. Zottelman, that are basically moving to the right because they can't tolerate four more years of what's going on with the left, which is why I don't think it matters, because there's talk you hear about running Michael Obama, which is what I think his real name is Michael, not Michelle. And they, you know, are going to substitute him, her, whatever it is, at the last minute and try to run her instead of Biden. That's what the rumor mill says.
They want to have Obama's wife to run for president. I haven't heard. Is it news today?
Well, yeah, it's been all over. It's been circulating as rumor, but they're talking about bringing her out in May of this year. And a surprise, surprise, look who we have here running for president now. They're going to try to talk Biden not to run again and put her in his place. And people are going to find out the truth, because even Obama's relations are vowing to bring her out of the closet, as it were, and expose her voter record where she circled male for 8 years running. So there's some real problems here. But see, then you're going to have people out there that like the birther issues with Obama and where he was born and he was in Hawaii, or no, he's from Kenya. And then you're going to have, you know, it's like all these Holocaust deniers. But yet you see the remnants of what people in World War II that went to Auschwitz and went to Bergen-Belsen and places like this, they saw all this firsthand and came back and told of this gruesome horror that they saw out there. And, you know, we just executed our very first nitrogen gas victim in Alabama last night. And he struggled. And I mean, the people who were against what the Nazis were doing to the Jews in Germany during World War II and prior to, were all screaming bloody murder. This just reeks of, no, having somebody breathe nitrogen is nothing like Zyklon B. I guarantee you that. He would have been dead a lot sooner. It took 22 minutes to put him down. But you've got all these deniers out there. This is all part of the left-wing mentality, isn't it?
So let's speak something where I have some hope. I've been in Argentina last year and the year before. I had not the opportunity to meet Milei in person.
Good.
I haven't had to meet him in person, but he loves my books. I know it. He said it in public that he read my book, The Power of Capitalism, and he had a great speech in Davos. Have you heard about it?
He did not. Boy, the people in Davos did not like that one bit, and they also didn't like the other, that Damon guy told him to F off. Did you see that? That thing went viral.
I haven't this that, but maybe if you allow, I want to read only a few sentences from Milei's speech that are so important. He's warning that the West is going in the direction of socialism. And then what he added, the West has unfortunately already started to go along this path. I know that to many it may sound ridiculous to suggest that the West has turned to socialism, but it's only ridiculous if you only limit yourself to the traditional economic definition of socialism, which says that it's an economic system where the state owns the means of production. This definition, in my view, should be updated in the light of current circumstances. Today, states don't need to directly control the means of production, to control every aspect of the lives of individuals. With tools such as printing money, debt, subsidies, controlling the interest rates, price controls, and regulations to correct the so-called market failures, they can control the lives and fates of millions of individuals. This is so important because some people don't understand the warning about socialism. They say, where's someone who wants to nationalize all means of production? No, this is not the modern socialism. This is the old version, the Lenin version of socialism. But even they understood that this doesn't work. So they hope that something else will work. You are the owner, but only is on paper, because the government will tell you what prices to charge. Like in Germany now, they forbid the combustion engines from 2035. It's not allowed to have new combustion engines. And this will destroy, of course, our German automobile industry. We were so proud about it with Mercedes, BMW, and Volkswagen. But, you know, this is what people don't understand, the difference between a planned economy and free market. In free market, I call it the democracy in the economy, because entrepreneurs decide, but in the end, it's consumers' choice. Every day they make that decision. I buy or I don't buy. And a planned economy, on the other hand, this is that government officials and politicians tell you, this is the heater you could buy or you should buy, or this is the car you could buy. And this has nothing to do with true capitalism. And so I saw Milei understood it, and I hope that he will be successful. But of course, it will be very, very difficult for him because it's such a disaster. I was there in Argentina, and I don't know whether people will be patient, because if you change things, I know it from history, in most cases in the first 2 years, things become even worse, not better. It was even with Ronald Reagan with his reforms or with Maggie Thatcher, because hidden problems become official problems. And so after 2 years, then things become much better. But will people in Argentina be patient enough to wait or say, oh, we voted that you change it and now it becomes worse? So let's see. But this is some hope, people like Milei. Maybe we should clone him. He cloned his five dogs. You heard it? Maybe we should clone him, bring one to Germany, one to the United States to run for president there.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, Dr. Zeidelman, is a lot of people, they're looking at Europe right now and what's going on over there with all the tractor protests in France and Germany and Dutch. All of this is happening because, see, they're trying to strip away on the food supply as well. This thing with climate change, people are fed up with it. And see, we haven't really seen the full force and effect in America. What is going on in Germany that's making this thing, I mean, it's turning into a rebellion now, almost this side of a revolution, isn't it, in Germany right at this time?
I don't believe in a revolution, but of course, it's a crazy situation now in Germany. And, you know, it's a warning sign for the United States. What will happen? The German socialists and Green Party people, they are so crazy. They think they are role models for the whole world. For example, if you tell them our CO2 emissions, it's only 2% of the world. Even if you put it to zero in Germany, nothing will change. They say, oh, no, wait a minute, but we will be role models. Everyone else in the world will copy us. But no, I think on the contrary, it's a warning sign for everyone because they see what happens if you follow this policy, ideology driven. And so, yes, we will see what happens, but I hope that that now in the next elections, I think Donald Trump will make it the second time. To be honest, I'm not an absolute Trump fan. I think, of course, he did some very good things to get rid of a lot of regulations, lower taxes. On the other hand, I don't like with his protectionism stuff and so. But, of course, he's better than Joe Biden, and I hope he will follow. I'm a fan of Ronald Reagan, you know. I'm an old, yes, Ronald Reagan. This is what I think what we should really need, someone like him. Because the best sentence that he said, I remember, I think you know it. He said one time, the 10 worst words in the English language are, I'm coming here from the government to help you.
Help you.
Yes.
Well, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you.
Yeah, exactly.
I do a good Reagan. So anyway, I had to put that in there, but that is amazing that sticks. That sticks. No, we cannot depend on the government. A lot of us here, especially listeners in this show, have already figured that out. But the thing is that, you know, it's like what you were saying, Dr. Zeidelman, about the fact that American consumers have a choice. The electric vehicle is already on the downslide here, and the car manufacturers are moving away from electric vehicles despite all this money that they're being given because nobody wants them because they suck in cold weather. They're terrible. They break down. The batteries explode and catch fire. People are dying in these cars. They put them on autopilot going down the road thinking they're going to be safe when they're not. There's recalls on them. I mean, nobody wants them. They want to go back to the gas-powered cars. And the government there's a massive pushback. I mean, you see what they did to Bud Light, all because of this transgender thing. That's all part of the left. The consumers are speaking.
This woke advertisement, they don't care about consumers. You know, in past times, advertisement was to sell products, help selling products. But this woke advertisement people in the companies, they are not interested. Our profit is bad. We are not there to make people buy more of this product. They want to be recognition or to be loved by their colleagues, more colleagues in other advertising companies. This is the stuff. But in the end, if someone want to buy an electric vehicle, I have no problem. You can do it. You should decide it. But it should be your decision and not the government decision. And in Germany, it's the same. They gave huge subsidies, thousands of euros to make people to buy it. But as soon as they give no subsidies, people don't buy it. And the thing is, we have also this old-fashioned, how do you call it, with gasoline, that are much better today and even better for the environment. This is not like they were 20 years ago. And why to forbid something like this? The same in Germany happened. They forbid nuclear power plants. Then they forbid coal power plants. Then they forbid fracking. Now we import fracking gas from the United States. Of course, good for the United States, but crazy idea. We import crazy electricity. We import dirty electricity from Eastern European countries to Germany because they thought they can do everything with windmills and with sun. And of course, this was a crazy idea. And even they say it costs hundreds and hundreds of trillions to. So it was really a crazy idea. But this is ideology, you know. If the reality doesn't fit with their ideology, they say, "Oh, bad luck for reality." This is how they think.
It's pretty sad. And so that, you know, it's one of the reasons why we have a phone line open right now, 844-769-2944. If you want to talk to Dr. Rainer Zeidelman, he is a sociologist and historian, and he's done an insane amount of research for this new book. He even has articles on Stephen Hawking, Stevie Wonder, Andrea Bocelli. I mean, there's a whole lot of people in this book that literally overcame adversity and became successful. And people are looking for their calling. They're looking at history, what history has taught us. They're trying to invent the next big thing. That's something else that's now out of the gate, as a matter of fact. Dr. Phil, as a matter of fact, we got word yesterday. Dr. Phil McGraw, that is the psychologist, has now created what they call Merit Street Media. And he's pulled in some of the heavy-duty media names, and they get to actually report what matters in life, not what the government wants to spoon-feed everybody. So now Dr. Phil is actually engineering media. He's got a five-acre complex in Dallas-Fort Worth, and he's got people like Dominic Saxe and Fanchon Stinger and Chris Gutierrez, Lindsay Keith and Lonnie Coombs, that all have past experience that have come from news backgrounds that are actually going to be sharing the reality of things and not just government spoon-fed. I mean, this has been half of our battle, is what the media is sharing with people. Is that not right?
Yes, but I think what's very good in the United States, of course, you have this left-wing media like CNN or New York Times and all this, but with this radio stations, I think I had in the last month like 50 interviews with the radio stations, like with you. And I think there are so many great, great people. And so this is something that we don't have in Germany. We have this state-owned TV, and they are totally left-wing. And we would need something like you have with this conservative or right-wing or libertarian or whatever radio stations. And this is, I think, very, very important for the United States. I think if you would have only printed newspapers in the United States, I think it would be much worse. So I have to thank people like you. I think it's all about, I don't know whether there are so many also conservative TV stations. I don't know. I think there are not so much in the United States. But radio, I think there are not many left-wing radio stations that are really successful. Are there some?
Not a lot. I mean, you look at the ratings over here with either Rachel Maddow or TV or any of these left-wing people, you hardly ever hear any of them actually on radio. They're all tuning into TV. I mean, you got The View, their ratings, their numbers are terrible. But people like to tune in because they like conflict and they like accusations and they basically like stupid talk. And this is what they feed off of. And, you know, these people want to sit there and call themselves victims, and they're very anti-Trump. And that's all they can talk about is Trump is going to ruin our democracy, when in fact America was founded as a constitutional republic. And see, that's all part of the brainwash from the left. Now, the thing is that the FCC has put out and opened up a window last month for people to apply to come up with a small community radio station. And there were 1,336 applications made for radio stations that serve like a 3.5 to 5 or 10 mile radius with a 100-watt signal. And they're starting to issue construction permits to build these little radio stations. There's probably going to be better than 1,000 of them going up in the United States of America. And one of the things that I encourage people that have gotten into this thing that are listening to the sound of my voice is get yourself on this international channel that's on the internet, and it's called radiogarden.com. And you can go to, it pops up a globe, and you literally can take your mouse and spin around the world and click on radio stations anywhere in the world on Radio Garden that are members of Radio Garden and listen to their programming live. It's amazing the reach that you have.
I haven't heard about this. No, this is so. What's the reason why there are only very few left-wing radio stations, but in TV and in printed newspapers, it's more?
Because people like visuals, you know, pictures worth 1,000 words. And as long as these people are still allowed by these networks, as long as they can sell corporate advertising to keep these shows on the air, they will still be there. But people like to watch TV more than they like to listen to this stuff on radio. Nobody is, they're really drawing and shying away from a lot of this left-wing stuff. I mean, your major cities have these radio stations, but you start to get out into the hinterland here in America, and it's different. People out in the country have a lot more respect for guns, have a lot more respect for property rights, have a lot more respect for each other, frankly. And, you know, I find out that there are, you know, people out there that are like-minded, and they don't like the left, even though we have, you know, Democratic infiltration and left infiltration all over the place. I think the right, when you move out away from the big blue state cities, the right dominates. And that's why you don't see a lot of these radio stations, especially the ones out in the country, cater to the left. They're just not doing it. It's not popular anymore. They're not, people are boycotting. The consumers are boycotting what these lefts are espousing. So, I mean, there is a major pushback, I think. And I was talking about this on the show yesterday, Dr. Zeidelman, that the same thing that people are saying now with Trump winning in Iowa and New Hampshire only happened once in 1980 with Ronald Reagan.
Oh, I haven't heard about this. Yes, and you know, in I remember one thing, one of the things where Trump was right, he warned Germany to make us dependent on Russian gas. He warned us. And there was a speech, I think it was in the United Nations, where he gave the warning. And there were also the German foreign minister and some German politicians, and they laughed. So do you know this video? They laughed. Oh, he's crazy. He's warning that we could depend on Russian gas. But now in the end, you see, he was absolutely right. They were crazy to make us dependent on Russian gas. And now we have these problems.
And that's why they don't like them.
Yes, and this is, you know, you see when the government makes all these decisions, I think even it's for the environment. The politicians don't know how to solve environmental problems. This is something that entrepreneurs do with innovation, that capitalism can do. You see, if you compare, for example, the situation in the environment in socialist and capitalist countries, I come from Germany, and I had this comparison between East and West Germany, the same country, the same culture, the same language. And for example, in East Germany, there were three times the CO2 emissions were three times higher in socialist East Germany than in capitalist West Germany. This is what people don't know. So, by the way, I can recommend to people who listen to us, I produce two films. You can see it for free on the internet, on YouTube. The one is Life Behind the Berlin Wall. It's to compare East and West Germany because it's a perfect example to compare socialism and capitalism with the same country, same people, same history, only different economic systems. The other film is Poland from Socialism to Prosperity, because Poland, it's an amazing story. Poland was one of the poorest countries in Europe in the 80s. And since decades, it's Europe's growth champion. Why? Because they introduced capitalism in Poland.
It's amazing. Great stories, Dr. Reynold Zeidelman. We're out of time right now, but folks, okay, if you want to get The Unbreakable Spirit, it's available through the Power Mall and the Power Hour. You go to the Power Hour, click on the guest link, and then you can find the book there, and you can buy it there. You want a little inspiration and hope. We'll be back, talk about what's happening at our southern border and more after these words. Stay with us.
That I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joy Schweinle with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Good. Yes, friend. Power to the people. And you are my friend. Power to the people. I am not a crook. Power to
the people. Well, it's Feel Good Friday.
Ah, yes, you just never know what voice comes out over the airwaves here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for this final segment. Okay, now you wanted to throw punches. This is your chance. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Kim Yater is with us, and she is a dynamo, I'm telling you. She's a radio show host of the Take Your Power Back show. She definitely is not a victim, let me tell you. We just had Rainer Zeitelman on, and he said the problem with America right now, everybody wants to be a victim. They're all influenced by the left to be a victim. This has to stop, which is one of the reasons why we had him on for Feel Good Friday. That's what we want to call it. You call it whatever you want. But now we've got a big to-do going on at the border. And Kim, welcome to the show.
Gosh, Dave, it is an honor to be here with your Power Hour audience. Okay, I got to tell you, these are my peeps. Power Hour? Are you kidding me? This is amazing. So I'll tell you what, you just said, you know, we're not victims. And I think we've got to really hit this hard. when we're in victim mentality, we're sitting in lower brain. That's the goal of the other side, to keep us in the lowest vibration or the lowest way of thinking. It's fight, flight, or freeze. We're in reaction, then we can be manipulated. We are not victims. I believe we are victors, victors in Christ. You know, Jesus said, you will do even greater things than me. Hello.
And you'll sacrifice yourself in the process, too, which is also cool. And I love it because there are sacrifices. Every Christian knows that. And as a matter of fact, Kim is the CEO of National Take Our Elections Back Initiative, working with leaders across the country, an entrepreneur, peak performance master coach, and dynamic speaker. And of course, she has, you know, this radio show. I mean, you can tell it's not just a little radio show. It's a big radio show. So besides being a mom of four kids, and do you homeschool them?
You know, my kids are all grown up now. They're all adults. And I'll tell you what, if I knew then what I know now, I would have 100% homeschooled them. But I'll tell you what, you know what made the difference for me? They were in public schools, but we were involved in our community. We were involved in our church. So our kids had a really great foundation, which I believe made the difference. And something switched along the way in the schools. It was a slow manipulation, but thank God. You know, the Bible says, train a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not go far from it. The foundations we set right now make all the difference.
It does. And I'm glad we're reflecting on that here, because what we're going to be talking about on the show, and again, the phone lines are open if you have questions for Kim, because Kim's got a handle on what's going to be happening. This is not just February 3rd by itself. It's a 3-city event in San Ysidro, California, Yuma, Arizona, and Eagle Pass, Texas, which right now, I read the entire letter from George Bush today, basically declaring war in the United States, and he's got the backing and support of a lot of governors, at least half of the United States governors, and Speaker Johnson support him on this. We've been playing on this on the news, telling everybody. I mean, we've seen, 6.3 million illegal immigrants be allowed access, and then Abbott starts with this, and I'm like, Greg, come on.
Oh, yeah.
You may be a wheelchair governor trying to overcome adversity, but you've not gone far enough, and people are pointing a finger at you. I was a member of the Texit movement, so I know exactly how a lot of people think, and they're just sick and tired of this. They're trying to multiculturalize America. We know what they're trying to do. They want to parole them all. Then they're going to give them amnesty. Then they're going to give them a voter card. We know what he's up to. We know what Obama's up to. We know Obama's running the thing, pulling the strings behind the scenes. We know deep state is involved in this. They're trying to turn our country into a socialist nation. We're better than that. On paper, it looks wonderful, but in practice.
Yes, our identity is being stolen. That's what it is. So we as Americans have an identity. The world looks to us. Now, we have been sitting here as the frogs in the pot. You know the story, the frog in the pot, the water is turned on low, then it turns to that high heat, but nobody, the frogs don't know. They're enjoying the heat, the comfort and apathy and keep them entertained, lots of, I mean, that's just the reality, you know? We've got to wake up as Americans. Our country is truly being taken. Dave, running the National Take Our Elections Back, I have teams of people. They're so focused on elections. They're making a difference. They're exposing the election fraud, holding our elected officials accountable to stopping the machines, and we move to paper vote. But here's the deal. If we do not have a country, how the heck are we going to have elections? Or if that fair elections. And let's traverse for a second. Let's talk about Abbott. You were just mentioning what's happening. You know, did you know that Abbott said to the sheriff, go deputize your people? He told him, deputize your people. We need those people deputized. Well, guess what? The sheriff was told by DHS, you deputize those people, your federal funding is bye-bye. Hello, America. Look at who we've given our power to. I love my sheriffs. Our sheriffs work for us, we the people. This is a national breach of security right now. I mean, you've heard Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, who's working closely with Take Our Border Back. You've heard him say, Article 4, Section 4. This is a breach of Article 4, Section 4. I want to read this to you guys because it's so important. You know, we have two swords. Okay, they're not the swords that you're going to chop people apart in. They're not. Okay, they're the kinds of swords that give you the wisdom and the discernment so that you know how to fight a spiritual battle with spiritual weapons. So the two swords are, one, God's word. You got to read it. You got to know it to know how to utilize it and get that download of wisdom and discernment. And two, the Constitution. The Constitution, knowing your Constitution. Are you kidding me? Going through the Constitution for me is like, remember when you'd watch Charlie Brown and you'd hear the teacher would be speaking, Charlie would hear wah, 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 because it never landed for me until now. It's landed and I know how to utilize this Constitution. We all need to utilize it there. It's there to protect us. I'm going to read Article 4, Section 4. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Hang on one second. I'm going to pull this up. The United States shall guarantee in every state in the Union, a republic form of government. You heard that, right? A republic form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion. Protect each of them against invasion. Protect each of them against invasion. And on application of the legislature or of the executive, when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. This is an act of domestic violence. The current administration is allowing this. So you've got to ask yourself, for what purpose would they be allowing this? I just got off a video with some intel, okay, where they were down on the streets here in my neck of the woods in San Diego, California. And by the groves, they were let off yesterday. By the groves, they're actually working with the churches. Listen, one of the churches, I know it was my old church. I love my churches. But the people are becoming deceived. You know, the Bible calls us to, if the greatest command, David says, the greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and your strength. And the other is like it, love others as you love yourself. You see, you hear love and you hear the order of love. And who do we love first? It's God. Who do we love next? In the church, we believe, well, we love others next. We love others next, right? Look, we're taking care of the immigrants. They need a house. They need a warm cup of tea. They need a place to stay. They need to be safe. Well, guess what? Yes, that's true. But the Bible says to love others as you love yourself. You can only love others if you're loving yourself. How do we love ourselves? Well, first, we understand whose we are. Okay. And then we obey the way God things has set up a nation. We have a nation under God. We've got to take care of ourselves first. Love our own country before we go out and try to save everybody else. Let's save those here. Let's save this country now. And then let's save the people out there or save them as we go. But we don't sacrifice our country. Are you kidding? The sacrifice has been done. Jesus already made the sacrifice. This is a calling to all Americans. The Canadians are with us. Mm-hmm. We have other countries with us. We're taking our border back.
I want to believe that. And so we're going to get into the situation here and discussion. Bill in Illinois, you're on the phone with Kim Yater. Go ahead.
Yeah, I remember about 10 years ago or so, Chuck Norris was saying that Texas has a provision in their Constitution that they could leave because they were their own country before, and then they joined the United States. They won their independence from Mexico themselves, and they have a provision where they could actually leave the United States and become their own country again. I remember him talking about that about 10 years ago or so. So you know anything about that?
Well, we've talked about it before because I am a member of Texit, and I've donated. I'm part of the Draw the Line in the Sand committee, and I was an actual local coordinator north of San Antonio handling all of that stuff. So understand that, yes, there is a movement about right now, Bill, to, and they're saying, you can't secede from the Union. We're like, yeah, try us. And you know who's fighting it? Greg Abbott. He doesn't want it. This is our problem right now in Texas is Governor Abbott doesn't want anything to do with seceding. He is a member of the good old boy network, and that's why he hasn't done any more to fix this border problem, Bill, than what we already have. And I hate to be critical with any governor, but I mean, ye shall know them by their fruits, right? So we're going to have, I mean, you can hand Biden all the letters you want, Bill, but that's not going to solve the problem right now. And see, Kim is about to unveil what's going to happen on our southern border here between now and February 3rd. Go ahead and tell us about this rally. Thanks for your call, Bill. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bill. Well, I'll tell you what, the Take Our Border Back convoy, actually, we're 4 days away, guys. 4 days away. We have been, the steering committee has been working behind the scenes 16, 18 hour days. God has called us for such a time as this. The convoy starts January 29th in Virginia Beach. And let me tell you, we've got people coming down from absolutely everywhere. It's we, the people. We, the people, have said enough is enough. We will come together. We will peacefully and lawfully protest. It is our right. It's our right. And let's be reminded of how it's our right. Amendment 1 in the Constitution, freedom of religion, speech, and the press. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment or religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of a grievance. So we are petitioning our government peacefully and lawfully. That convoy leaves Virginia on the 29th. Now it's going to go south to North Carolina. Then it will land in Jacksonville, Florida, spend a night there. People join in the convoy. Now they're going to head west.
On I-10.
On I-10, baby. Come on. Come on. Here we come, America.
And all along the southern border.
Love my Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is joining forces. We've got communities there. We've got people joining in the convoy. Then we'll head into Dripping Springs, Texas. There's rallies there. So there's all these pep rallies in preparation for the big rally on February 3rd. But I'll tell you, I keep saying I'll tell you, but I really want you guys to get that this is the time. All the work we've done, we've been working so hard behind the scenes. We've been waiting. Well, what are we waiting for? It's here. Let's go. Game on. We show up. So they're going to stay there in Texas, a group of them, but that convoy continues on. That convoy will pick up 2 days prior to February 3rd, and it will head west. It hits New Mexico. They will be in New Mexico. People will join in that convoy. They will get ready there, and then they head into Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona is the place of convergence, because we're not forgetting the West Coast. We need the West Coast involved. I'm here. Hello, West Coast. Let's go. Right? So we're going from San Ysidro, California, which is on February 3rd. That's our rally day. We're going to head to Yuma's rally after our rally. We get in those vehicles. We traverse the country. We head directly to Yuma, Arizona, the place of convergence. That's the completion of the convoy. But let me just actually say, completion of the convoy? When the walls closed, we're complete. Let's just clarify that. Okay. When the wall is closed, we're complete.
But the bigger problem that we have that's facing all these people that want to participate is what the government is going to do to react to what's going on. And given what we saw in Ottawa, what what Trudeau did to people, they cut off their bank accounts. Anybody that was caught donating to the cause, they cut them off too. I'm hoping if people are going to donate, they donate not to GoFundMe, that commie bunch of people. I'd rather have them donate to GiveSendGo, set up an account so it funds people, and they're going to get that money. So the bigger 100%. Problem is we don't want to repeat and see what happened at J6 was a trap. And I don't want the same thing to happen to these truckers that happened to the Canadian truckers up there, because then it could turn into a bloody skirmish, because we the people are fed up. And it only takes a certain catalyst like these agents provocateur, you know, those rapes of the world out there screaming, get in there, you know, to the Capitol and go riot in the Capitol, for the left to call it an insurrection. And now we've got some real problems because, you know, we've had Tamara Leach on this show. Tamara Leach, she was one of the organizers for the Canadian convoy, and she got jailed. I don't want them coming after you and everybody else that's organizing this thing, Kim. Yes. Because even though you're well-meaning, you know it's a trap. In any situation where we get together to peacefully protest, somebody out there is going to start stuff.
Okay, so this is so important. We've got to get the wisdom of our elders. For years, we've been pushing the elders, those that have been there, done that, pushing them back. The older people, they put in nursing homes, right? We saw what happened during COVID, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the deal. We have gotten, Dave, we got the wisdom and the discernment of the truckers. We got the wisdom and discernment of those that led the convoy in Canada. They told us what to do, what not to do, what they would have done better. We have implemented all of that. So give, send, go, 100% give, send, go, right? Now, here's what we did. We knew that their bank accounts were shut down. We set up a trust. We set up a trust that is protected. Right? So that they can't cut us off at the legs. No way. We're using wisdom and discernment so that your money going in is protected to get to the convoy, to get to the convoy. And it also keeps me and the core steering committee above and beyond reproach. We're not using that money. That money is going specifically to the convoy and the needs of the rally. That's what that is going to. And for those of you who are afraid, it's a real thing. I get it. You either stand for something or you'll fall for anything. We have people that have fought for our freedom. And many of those vets are pushed out of houses right now so that the illegal immigrants can have a place to live. This has absolutely got to stop. We have eyes on this event. I want you to get this. We have eyes on this event. It's not just the eyes of people looking. We have eyes of protection on this event, okay? So there are people looking out for us. We've brought in high levels of security. We're working with attorneys. We have attorneys working with us. We will not put up with any junk. You will be dealing directly with an attorney. So all of those people out there, those infiltrators who are gonna come and dress up or whatever you're going to do or cause havoc, we see you. And you know what? We love you. But we don't love the enemy. The enemy truly is Satan. He is the father of lies, division, and discord. We've got to know who our enemy is, guys. This is not a physical war. It is a spiritual war. So first, we just bind that up. We bind up discord and division. We bind up the enemy. And we're going to pray for a hovering of protection. That same God who opened up the Red Sea protecting us. That same God that has provided for all of our babies. He's provided for us. That same God who said, do not be afraid, for I am with you. That same God that took down the walls of Jericho from the inside out when we, the people, came together and were obedient and we shouted loud and declared and walked those walls. Those are our peeps way back then, guys. So we've got to stand firm, let nothing move us. And I kid you, God will show the way and the next step. But it is important that every single one of us takes full responsibility for our sovereignty, our self-governing. We are self-controlled. It is very important that we peacefully and lawfully assemble together. And I'll tell you what, we stand firm. We don't let ourselves be moved. We're not going to go to lower brain. We're going to trust God, and we're powerfully going to stand together and hold our elected officials accountable to closing that border and sending all the illegal immigrants back home to their homes. Now, what hurts me, guys, where I feel it are the babies, the children, because we know those kids are trafficked. We know that the kids that are coming across the border, they're trafficked. Those are their handlers. Now, they're going to go back over the border, right? They're going to go back over the border. Well, where are they going? So it's going to be really important that we have something in place that makes sure that they get to safe place, safe passage. That's going to be really important because if you really take a look, it's about the children. They're coming for your children. Are you a grandma? Do you have babies? I am. I got four kids.
You're a grandma, so you know.
I am a grandma. I want my baby to have a hope in the future. So I'm standing in. He will have a hope in the future, and we will have victory.
Well, and again, as long as we are on the subject matter, we got a couple of minutes left. Shameless plugging is allowed here. Okay. You have takeyourpowerbackshow.com, takeourelectionsback.com, unlockyourlifecoach.com, and kimyater.com. That's Y-E-A-T-E-R. Boy, you said a mouthful there.
Yater!
But now, What do we do? Yeah, Yater. What do we do about the Gibson Go? What is the account name for those that want to donate to the conference?
I love it. That's so good. So you want to go to givesendgo.com. Take our border back. givesendgo.com/take our border back. It's our border. You don't have a nation if you don't have a border. It's our border. Let's put our border back in place. And let me share one quick story with you, Dave. Forget the plugging for me. Let's focus in on Take Our Border Back. There was a woman, Marianne Watson, here in San Diego, California. 1989, Marianne's property was abut the border. Every single night, she'd have hundreds of illegal immigrants crossing. She'd find drugs in her backyard. She'd hear guns. All kinds of stuff were going on at the border. She had things stolen from her. She was so frustrated. She reached out to the law officials. She reached out to those in charge. No one did anything. Marianne Watson said, enough is enough. I'm getting in my car tonight. I'm driving right in my backyard and I'm shining the lights. Marianne Watson shined the lights. And do you know what? That night, not one person crossed that border because they were afraid to step into the light. Because isn't the enemy afraid to step into the light? It didn't stop there. Two cars showed up the next night. Marianne began to share what she was doing. 200 cars, 2,000 cars. They started Turn the Lights On Project. Everybody around them woke up. Guess what happened? The army sends over because of the contacts that were made. Maps, big giant metal maps that helicopters land on. That, my friends, was the first wall in San Ysidro, California. Turn the lights on. Let's take our borders back.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Kim Yater, thanks so much for joining us, folks. We're done with our show today for this Feel Good Friday. Hopefully there's some inspiration from Kim Yater there. And, you know, support the convoy, if you would. Take our border back. That's give, send, go, take our border back. All right.
TakeOurBorderBack.com.
All righty. Sounds like a winner. Kim, thanks so much for joining us. And Godspeed to you and God's blessings in what you're about to do. So we appreciate that.
God bless America.
Yep. And folks, have yourself a blessed weekend. We will be back on Monday with the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you Monday.
Bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.